This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin are headed home after ending their summit with some agreements and continuing differences on key issues. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
In Geneva, both leaders described constructive talks lasting about 3 hours.
There are no threats, just as simple assertions.
Through an interpreter, Putin says he and the president generally spoke the same language.
I think there was no hostility, quite the contrary.
They've agreed to return their ambassadors to Washington and Moscow and work toward a new nuclear arms treaty. But there's sharp disagreement on cyber attacks. Putin denies Russia's involved, while U.S. intelligence indicates otherwise. The president says he made clear attacks on major American infrastructure are unacceptable.
Whether I stopped it from happening again, he knows I will take action.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is sending a new signal on interest rates. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Fed policymakers are forecasting they'll raise the central bank's benchmark short-term rate twice by late 2023. That's sooner than previous forecasts, which signaled no hike likely before 2024. The Fed's low interest rate policies have helped fuel a swift rebound from the recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, but they've also coincided with rising inflation. The central bank boosted its forecast for inflation to 3.4% by the end of this year. In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed also says it expects the coronavirus pandemic will have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The news from the Federal Reserve sent stock prices lower on Wall Street, with all three major indices dropping just before the close. This is VOA News. European Union members agreed Wednesday to recommend a gradual lifting of coronavirus travel restrictions on tourists entering the EU from the United States. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of the permanent representatives to the 27-nation bloc. The EU recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions. Prime Minister Jean Castex says France will remove the requirement to wear face masks outdoors and end a nightly coronavirus curfew 10 days early. The announcement comes as France reported about 3,900 daily virus cases on average, down from more than 35,000 in the March to April peak. Castex welcomed what he called very good news and said the 8-month 11 p.m. curfew would lift on Sunday rather than June 30th. More than 58% of France's adult population has received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. On Tuesday, vaccinations were open to 12 to 18-year-olds as part of a push to protect the nation as restrictions are gradually being lifted. The Israeli army launched a series of airstrikes on the Gaza Strip early Wednesday after Hamas in Gaza launched dozens of incendiary balloons that sparked fires throughout southern Israel. There were no reports of casualties in either the airstrikes or the fires. They were the first clashes between Israel and the Palestinian militant group that controls Gaza since a ceasefire ended an 11-day conflict that left almost 300 people dead, most of them Palestinians. Two of the first U.S. states to shut down are now basically reopened, lifting most, if not all, COVID-19 restrictions. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
Across New York last night, there were fireworks to celebrate the state reaching 70% of adults getting at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine and the governor lifting many remaining social distancing and mask rules. California fully reopened yesterday, and San Francisco cable car bells clanged at Disneyland. Visitors like Dominique Vasquez were maskless and thankful.
But the no mask, it's great.
She says it really makes a difference.
You're sweating, you can't breathe. We couldn't take it off.
Tara Castillo, who was working out at Urban Fitness Oakland, says finally she's at the gym without a mask.
Really hard to breathe when you're doing some heavy exertion type exercises. So, yeah, it felt really good. Things are starting to feel back to normal.
California has also vaccinated more than 70% of the state's adults. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.